and you thought vinyl left. You're listening to the Vinyl Community Podcasts, Everything Vinyl.
This is Surface Noise. It's our bi-weekly, bi-monthly, but I guess bi-weekly, little show live stream that we do. Whether or not we do it well or not, you decide. And I'm joined by the familiar faces of the dais. Quick shout out, David Bianco was going to join us, but a friend of his had a family situation. That's Brad. He's in the VC. He doesn't post a ton, but just want to send out our thoughts and prayers to Brad, because that sounds like it was sudden, and wish him and his family well. But regardless, we are joined by, I wouldn't call us the Four Horsemen, even though I've been called Giant Horse Teeth by some esteemed people in the vinyl community.
On the same reign, though.
Well, let's go around to the introductions. Obviously, I'm Concert Buddy, joined by the newest live stream sensation from Monterey. Fresh, like a couple days fresh, even woke me up from a slumber. I was doing podcast work, and this shooting star, I just cannot help but join the universe. And that's Jose Madreno Ron, the owner, proprietor, runner of everything to do with Aurora Central Records. Jose,
I take my wig off.
Oh, you take your wig off, please. Let them see who you really are.
Yes.
Thanks. You know, Jose is the only one to have like two DJs on his live stream.
It was, the music was on point. Yeah. It was a great first stream to because of that.
The bar was set really high, I got to be honest with you.
If you see that video, every like 10 minutes I was saying like, well, thanks for being here, the live stream. And it was like 3 hours more.
Jose, you're a very gracious host. There was no drama. It was quite the scene. But before
Perfect call. You know,
Hey, save your impressions for later when we get into the show topics. I'm counting on you to come with the best CK impression coming. Yes. Then, from the Empire State, the one, the only, Arnaldo. The channel is Fidelios_frequency. Arnaldo, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Concert Buddy.
Thank you. Oh, see, you picked up, because heaven forbid anyone use my government name. That would be just a crime against humanity. Hate to do it. And then, rounding out the dais, one of those aforementioned DJs on Jose's epic live stream is in Austin, Texas. He's Jason Rojas. Jason, what's a good word?
Thanks for having me, Concert Buddy. You know, can you highlight Jazz Bums Mike's comment?
Jazz Bums Mike, is he coming in hot? Let's see. Jazz Bums Mike, I'm here, ready. The Pablo Ricochet hate. Who is giving away our show notes? What the hell is happening?
There shall be no Pablo Reissue hate, because all that money, as Norman Maslov stated, will be donated to the campaign fund of Joseph Biden. All right.
I mean, listen, you heard it here first. So if it's not true, don't blame us. It was brought to you by Norman Maslov. It's a new channel in the vinyl community. I would direct all your ire toward Norman Maslov, Maslov. And he comes back with a retort. I appreciate this. Pablo's over Bibles. Wow. We're just getting real into the thick. Now, if you're talking about that Lee Greenwood Bible, I do have some questions. Maybe we'll touch on that on the freestyle, but it's not exactly the Bible I was brought up on. But anyway,
I think he's referring to the latest vinyl community. Sorry, I'm on mute. I think he's referring to the latest vinyl community casting.
Oh, it was a good one.
Yes.
I liked it. It was very good. All right, so let's kind of crack into this. Let me get the banners going, because, you know, we're real technical around here. Get out of this, and we go to the comments. We got to turn that off. All right, so the first topic, spoiler alert, the Pablo Reissue sensation is upon us, something I didn't know I needed. Jason Rojas, did you know you needed the Pablo Reissue craze?
I'm going to tell you something, Concert Buddy. Chad from Acoustic Productions called me, and he said, Jason,
on the red line,
like the hard line. Yeah, he was like, He was Chad Man, right? Chad Man. He called me and he was like, hey, Jason, are we going to have your support this coming month for the pop, for the upcoming Pablo Jazz record reissues? The key word was reissues. Then he threw me the bone, right? Mm, mm. It's going to be pressed on 180 gram. It's going to be pressed in our place.
Holy cow.
Jason, you said tape on jacket or no?
Jason, what was, say that part again, please.
180 gram.
Oof. Holy sheep.
Is it tip on jacket or no tip on jacket?
Tip on jacket.
The whole word. The whole mustard.
QRP, pressed at QRP. Has to be. Stop. Right?
Stop. I'm
titles.
Sweating.
Yeah. Titles chosen by the Grandmaster himself, Chad. Okay.
I'm gonna have to make a pillow out of these when I fall. The excitement that I'm
Jose, getting. Don't lose consciousness. Jason, please continue. Please.
And it will be mastered by award-winning mastering engineer. You know? And I was like, Chad, I already gave you my money. For the year, for the Steely Dan UHQRs, what do you want? Do you want my blood? Is that what you want? And Chad coughed. He was like, oh, yes. It's like, dang.
Woof.
That adenochrome taste in his mouth was like, oh.
And then I quoted Norman Maslow. Well, I don't know. Bibles for Pablos? Is that what you want?
But you know what? The Pablo reissues come with the Constitution.
Yes. I'm real happy about that one. Yeah. Well, they're double happy about that one.
That's like an effect from like a kindergarten cop.
That's pretty good. I don't know where it came from. I just found it somewhere. But Jose, what was your first impression? You hear about this. Did you even know what Pablo was? I'm going to be honest. I'd only loosely heard about it, but.
Yes, I actually, believe it or not, I have like two Duke Ellington records, and both of them are that. And I bought it because I don't know if anybody here is a fan of David Letterman, but that David Letterman skit where the guy's like walking across the marquee.
The two buildings?
Yeah, the marquee. And sure. They play a Duke Ellington piece. And for whatever reason, I wanted it. At that time, I saw it was like $10, or I think with mint condition, $10. And I got it. I have absolutely no intention of buying any of those. If somebody gives me one away, I'll give it to charity the second I can get it. I don't know if charity wants it. I'm pretty sure no.
Okay.
But I just wished the Chad for the second time in his lifetime, because he did it once with the Pharoah Sanders one. I just wish that he got sweet talked into like reissuing more stuff like that, like hey, do the Pharoah Sanders records or the Alice Coltrane ones. But like, she was married to John Coltrane, you know that, and maybe he can.
Jose, I hate to interrupt, but I'm about to place an order on Acoustic Sounds. Hang on a second. No, that's not it.
Yeah. Actually, it's a very well-known fact that if you go to the AP website and you go to the bottom, there's a link to go to the Space Jam website. Same creators. It's a Easter egg. I don't know if you know about it.
No, this is new information. I gotta be honest with you.
I bet on the after the announcement of the Pablos. Checking out from the Acoustic Sounds website was probably a breeze.
People are deleting everything from their cart. Like, no, not today.
I mean, seriously, there is a member of the vinyl community who is selling a lot of the Pablos. See, even Norman's got them. He's probably queuing them up for the next auction. And
we'll get into that. That's a nice tease, Arnaldo, because there's another layer to this. But please continue.
And I cannot flip past them fast enough when I'm at the used bin. All I see I flip through and I see the Pablo reissues in the jazz section. And I'm like, again? And if I'm not mistaken, they originally were issued on tip-on jackets, correct, guys? I think some of the older ones already on the heavy Stoughton type
jacket. Yeah,
yeah, nothing new there.
They're pretty to look at.
Really? Some of the artwork is...
It's pretty basic from what I've seen.
The problem that I'll say with... Look, I've come around in between getting reissues of other stuff in general and getting the original one. The ones that are like old black and white covers most of the time do have ring wear. But for real, like at least right now, for the mint condition Pablo records, they're like $15, $20. How much are these?
I've seen doubles for $10.
How much are the new ones? Anybody has
Jose? I've got 40 smackaroos on the website right now.
Is that a single one or a double?
It looks like, so I'm just going to click on one. I know I'm not showing it. I don't want to get too fancy here, but Duke Ellington, Duke's Big Four. Pre-order $40. This looks like a one discer. There's our friend's big smile. I like they've embedded the YouTube video making the announcement in each of the product description pages.
Can you highlight Mazzy's comment?
Mazzy's on fire. Hang on, let's get him.
So my question is, why won't you just reissue those five or six and be done with it?
Mazzy says yes. There are about five or six. That are worth more than the $10. That is it.
If the conversation in the headquarters at NL Productions were, listen, man, they're doing the OJ like OJCs. What's the second best, right? If that was the conversation, like, hey, what's the second best thing? We're already doing. Somebody else is doing this. What can we do? If that was the greatest pitch, I'll send my curriculum. Maybe they can hire me. I can get some maybe better ideas. That shit, that's just not the best.
Hey, quick shout out to this channel. This is Kendall. His channel is Spin Doctor and his Vinyl Mayhem. He's in North Carolina.
Any correlation to the Spin Doctors?
Ooh, I don't know. Kendall, tell us in the comments below. But he says these will be on sale. The next big sale they have this summer is my guess. Now, we're going to keep this. We're going to keep this live stream up, and we're going to go back, and we're going to see if you're right, Kendall, because I have a feeling you're right. Because didn't they say the first 250, not first 500, not first 1,000, but first 250 are numbered? Oh, boy. So,
You know what would be fun maybe later at the free-for-all section, but it would be nice to – if you find freestyle, all those same records.
The freestyle, Jose. Freestyle, get help us, man. Freestyle happens on other streams. Come on, man.
Maybe get those, like, the same records by, like, original, like, BG Plus, Near Mint Condition on Discord. You see how much those are, because I'm pretty sure you know.
Jose. Hang on. I think I have an email from Chad.
You've got mail.
Oh, hang on a second.
You've got mail.
Oh, I got to see. What do you want? Jason, you've lit the fire. You lit the fire from Selena Kansas. You can probably see it by airplane. You fly over, you see the burning embers. I mean, it's getting hot in there. What can I say? Well, the other part of this, guys, and I don't know if you've seen it yet, but I've already seen it. And I forget what I was watching, but somebody said that their local store is already marking the prices of their existing Pablo stock up. And I noticed one of my locals in their new arrivals, like I check their website pretty regularly because they get some nice stuff. And they were featuring new arrivals, Pablos, and these things. And they were selling them to their credit for like $10, $15. I got to be honest, this shit I would never even consider taking these things like home. Like this, I'm sure it's a nice label and I'm sure it's a nice series of recordings, but how many Count Basie titles does a human being need? Let's just be honest with ourselves. Jose, what do you think? I mean, could the pressing power be used somewhere else? I don't know. 90s recordings?
Yeah, well, again, that's my – look, as a label owner myself, I can tell you that there are different things you have to take in consideration when you're thinking of doing a series or doing an artist or doing whatever. Sometimes you have to – it's great to reach the stuff that you love and you're passionate about. But sometimes you have to learn to listen to people and say, hey, why don't I get ahead of the curve? And it'll be like easy cash for someone like Chad just to say, let's do something that's a little, not that it has to be rare, but it hasn't been reissued in a while, that maybe no one's doing properly. Again, like the Alice Coltrane ones. Vinyl Me Please is doing one, I think, in a month or so. And I'm very happy about it. But for real, it's like, I don't understand why go to the cheap. This is almost as reissuing The Sound of Music. It's like, why would you start doing this like $5 bin records? It's unnecessary.
Because he's a .. salesman and he believes.
But that's not a good salesman.
Well, it all depends on perspective. If you make something sound like it's rare, the 250, right? The numbering of 250, yep. You make it limited. You make the little bells and whistles of the 180 gram and the Stoughton type jacket. You may find someone who is not determined to flip through or willing to flip through the bargain bins. Maybe. And you're like, okay, I'll just click it and I'll buy it. I like that. It's a popular title. It's a popular name. And also, I also think it's low-hanging fruit. Probably the license to get these Pablos was probably cheap. Very, very cheap. And sure. There's only money to be made from that, especially if you can figure a way to sell it and convince people that they need it. Because that's what this is all about.
Maybe
convincing them to buy something, to make them feel like they need that.
Maybe my suggestion would have been, if they wanted to do the Pablo, why don't make a nice box set with the logo, because the actual logo is pretty nice looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. Do 10 essential records, release 4 or maybe all 5 or 6 of the rare ones, and have a little fun with the other ones, the ones that Chad really loves or whatever. And you don't have to make them 45 RPM, 600 gram vinyl. You don't have to do that. You know, it can be like.
Can you imagine they were double 45s?
Hey, hold up here. I'm getting a text message from Chad right now.
Okay.
Box set, all of them double 45. Coming.
A gatefold, tip on jacket.
Yes.
Caught by Ryan, not K. Smith, because he's.
Again, 180 gram, QRP, mastered by award winning mastering engineer. You know,
I wouldn't skip it on my email as fast as this news. So, you know,
I mean, that's intense.
At least I wouldn't read it. You know?
No, Jose, you raise a good point. I mean, a box set probably could have been just as impactful for the people who are looking for it. All right, so, but Arnaldo, surely there's got to be a rhyme or reason why he just wanted to sell the individual title. The logic would probably be a box set at, I'm making a total of $400. Probably won't move as much, have as much velocity as single titles here, there, everywhere, and then you can kind of, you know, obviously recoup the ROI and that kind of stuff. So it sounds like everyone's getting some. What titles are you getting, Jason?
I couldn't delete that email fast enough.
Hang on. Mazzy, breaking news. He said it was cut by Ryan Felderstein. Stein or Steen? I don't want to mispronounce it. Ryan Feldstein.
You need some Jewishness to completely
read it. always has to.
I'm gonna say something. Look, I love when records get reissued and you look at them and they have a little more to them. It doesn't have to always be 180 tip on jacket or whatever. But for example, I'll give you a quick example of a record nobody here knows. But my point is, if, for example, this is a very
Making you big. Here we go. Boom.
Right. It'll be 30 seconds, but this is a very beautiful record. She was a musician in New York.
Who is that, Jose? We have visually impaired people watching.
Dorothy Carter.
Dorothy Carter.
This was recently reissued. Right now, the original goes for like $200. But I'm really in love of how much they put an effort to this. This is $25. It is chip on jacket. It's very beautiful, pretty music. And you know what? It comes with like, it's a little obscure artist. But my point is that even if it's an obscure artist, at least they took time of like making like every single chord, note,
okay,
photos, sessions, things that you've never seen before, interviews and all that. $25.
Well, yeah, Jose, you press records, right?
Yeah.
So that's a bargain. That's in what, a 16-page booklet?
Yeah.
And it's one jacket. That's extra add-ons for
good value.
I don't know if this is considered audiophile, but at least it's
that looks like based on the inner sleeve, it looks like it was even done at RTI.
Yeah, I think it might have been. I haven't read where it was pressed, but again, it's like if somebody. Yeah, Mazzy, you already did that joke, Mazzy. You already did it.
Oh, Mazzy is doing repeat material. Come on, yeah, what's going on?
But again, this is one of the most beautiful records you can find. It's a lot of weird instruments that that I absolutely love. And again, you get a record that's $200, and you have the opportunity to get it to $25, and it sounds amazing and all of that.
Sure,
I'm just saying, like, if you have all the money in the world, which I'm not literally
Jose saying, does, like, let's be honest, Jose does have the money.
No, what I'm saying is, like, if I had that kind of money, I would try to reissue stuff that I know people want, because there's so much stuff that I want. But when you have a business, you have to think what people want to buy. Because if you're just pushing down their throat, like, hey, get this pressing because it's audiophile. I know there are some people in the VC, not naming names, but as long as Ryan K. Smith or the Ass Man or whoever.
Or Ryan Feldstein.
Or Ryan Feldstein.
Ryan Feldstein. Yes, Ryan Feldstein.
Press it. They just want it. I don't understand that. As an audio engineer myself, not a cutting engineer, just an audio engineer myself, I find it really weird that people are like, hey, who cut it? Wait, who cut it? I'm buying it. It could be anything.
All right, so Jazz Mom's Mike, he's been ready. He's been doing his homework, listening to us goof around, and he's coming with some fast facts. First, Chad reissues Pablo's in the late 90s, early 2000s. If you look past sales on Discogs, they're around 140 to 200 bucks.
Okay. Well, all the more. Now,
hang on. He got his with three times. Then he says 2003 AP reissue of the Timekeepers, the average sales 140. Okay. Now you're piquing my interest. The 2005, this one's for Blanton, average sale price 177. Now I can appreciate that.
But that's even lamer because he already did it. It doesn't matter what the second market. It doesn't matter what the second market won. You know, that's even lamer. Again, how much if the reissue is going for 105? How much is the original one? Because if it's $50 more, $100 more, why would you want to get the reissue from
2000? Because it's cut by Ryan Feldstein. And it's and it has a tip on jacket, and it's numbered.
In fact, I'm going to order it right now just because you said that.
I want to give a shout out to a new friend of the show, Jazzy Jeff. Says, I already have 10 of the 12 titles. All but two are great and must have if you're a jazz fan. Respect. Great. Happy for you. Is this something that I need personally? I don't know. I just don't know. Especially, again, I was kind of like non-committal on anything when I heard the announcement. But then once I started hearing this rumbling of the stores are like, thank God we can get this dead stock and put it to the front of our website. And then I literally saw my local do the exact same thing. I was like, holy smokes, we may have something on our hands, folks. This maybe I've been missing the boat all this time.
Yeah. I mean,
Rich has got a good point here. He says Chad has two, not one, two Stone Temple Pilot albums in the top 20 bestsellers, including the number one spot. Do you more of that?
That's what I was saying.
Do more. No. Don't do more of that. There's many suckers. I mean, many people ready to buy those Pablo reissues.
I'm taking shots. Okay? I'm taking shots. Jasmine, he's going in hard on me. He says, Chance, you mispronounced Basie. This series is probably not for you. No offense. You're probably right, Mike, because I mispronounced this gentleman's name in a moment. Funny, like
I'm gonna read it in Spanish just to piss off Mike. Basie.
Please. Right.
But you know,
now I'm gonna audit all of the Friday Jazz Bums live streams, and I'm gonna find out if Jazz Bums Mike has ever mispronounced something, because that's what you do in the vinyl community. You go different. Yeah. So be ready. Be ready. It's coming.
I've heard Mike say Frank Sinatra, so that doesn't mean.
Oh, shit. I think we just started some drama. Hang on. I got a drop for that. You ready? Yeah. Drama. Let's go.
For real. I'm not a big jazz fan, as most people know. And the one that I like it weird. I like it loud. I like it crazy. And I know that they're not going to reissue that. I'm extremely fine with it. In fact, I hope he doesn't, because if he does, I don't be paying $100 for it. But I will say that he has to sit down and get around with his team and say, hey, what's the best thing they've been selling? And when he noticed that it's like this, like 90s type rock, he might get a little small heart attack or whatever, but he should know his audience.
Back order the pacemaker.
If his audience is saying we want more of this, right? Can you imagine if that guy, I don't think he's ever heard My Bloody Valentine, but if he did like something along the lines of like My Bloody Valentine,
sure,
or fucking the Smiths, like Arnaldo would walk to Kansas just to buy it, probably.
Chad speaks a universal language. You know what that language is?
English. Oh, all right. The second one.
Yeah.
But I'm just curious as to why he doesn't really like listening to his audience. Maybe we don't know. His audience doesn't even have YouTube.
I'm going to defend him. He said this because when they announced the Atlantic 75, I did remember a video he did where he was pleasantly surprised about the STP and some of the Matchbox 20 and so forth. And he made a comment. He's like, maybe this will be something we explore in the future. But he did. I forget whatever show he was on. It might have been a Michael 45 show. I don't remember. But somebody asked him the pointed question of, why don't you do more like that? And he said, well, I like making what I like listening to. And it's his company. So, you know, I get it. But I also think you want to make that cashish, and I think the faucet's ready, but we've kicked this topic around enough, but the next topic's very similar, and that is anniversary vinyl reissues. Is this a cash grab? Now, Jason, you're kind enough to load us up with some of these topics today. Where do you land on this one?
What was it again? Sorry.
So anniversary vinyl reissues, like, you know, 37th anniversary of Tenacious D, or you know, whatever. Like, there's a Jose, you're having some technical problems. is that a cash grab? And before Jason, you give your answer, I broke Jazz Bum's mic. He says, and children, please don't listen to this word. Fuck anniversary reissue.
Can I read it?
Jose, please.
Fuck anniversary rises.
Uh-oh. Hang on. I got to hit that sound. Hang on a second. Whoa, we got one. We got Mazzy. Mazzy coming in hot with the drama.
Is Mazzy like thinking out loud? He was just like, does Michael still does show?
All right, listen. This is a show of learned men. Jason, what do you think about this anniversary reissue? Is it a cash grab?
If it has nothing to offer, meaning extras, right, like bonus tracks, you're getting the same old. You know what? I was going to go show this one. Let me go get it, and I will.
Okay, while he gets it, I'll show another one. Can I?
All right, let's do it. Let's make it.
Unless it's the same one.
Let's go. What you got?
Can I?
Arnaldo, it looks like you're holding up the anniversary edition of Nevermind.
Oh yeah, sorry for the orally impaired.
What's going on in that image?
So yeah, this is the only great thing this has going for it is the jacket.
Oh yeah, the jacket looks amazing. You can throw the record and get
the tip-on jacket, and you know they made a gatefold. So
great! But that's a new photo. That's a new photo.
Yeah, it is a new photo because it wasn't in the original artwork. You know, I forgot if they included. Yeah, they don't have. Hey, what happened to the sheet? Oh, here it is. Yeah, the original sheet is here. And they had the 7-inch. I guess the 7-inch is probably the best thing of this reissue. And the jacket.
And this is, what, 30th anniversary, right?
35th.
Okay.
So, no, wait, I'm sorry, 30th. You're right, 30th. 30th anniversary, yeah. Yeah, but when they come up with those, yeah, you know, 32nd, 35th, like, that's clearly a cash grab, right?
Right, 100%.
Can I just say my thoughts on this?
Jose, are you asking me to remove Arnaldo from Big Status? Oh, hang on, we got twinsies.
Oh, Jason, you got the same one.
No. This is the 20th.
Oh, the 20th.
And you know, let's hold back here. You know, double gatefold.
That photo, he looks like very creepy. A different photo.
This is much better.
You got dueling gatefolds. This is breaking new ground, guys. This is beautiful.
I prefer that photo on the right on Arnaldo's side.
I think Arnaldo had the better photo if we're rating it home.
Yeah.
And we've got pictures of the tape canisters and Jason's. It looks like. I mean, this is.
Well, was that analog, Jason? The 20th.
Let me call Chad to verify. This is Chad. This is not a Pablo. What do I do?
Hang on a second. I'm going on the website real quick. Hang on.
Well,
I will say that I myself have been a victim of releasing not one, but two releases celebrating anniversaries. So as someone that can talk to you about it,
But what anniversaries? What was the
number? Shameless plug. Yeah, this is a noise record, you know. But I did put only on the spine. I don't know if you could see it somewhere. It says, oh no, it's the only slide. Right,
hang on, Jose, I'm making you big, going in big.
It says 20th anniversary, but only on the spine. And this is the first time it's ever been released on vinyl. And it has four songs, extra songs that make up almost 30 minutes of new music. This is a Japanese noise artist, Merciful. And the only reason I put the anniversary type thing was this one as well, was because, again, it had never been released on vinyl, and I just thought it was weird that I was releasing it during that time, but it was not really celebrating it. It was just morally.
Well, here's a big question. Did you cut it from a CD copy?
No, I did not. I did not. And I did put in your photo, this photo of Masami's studio when he recorded. He has never released any photo of his studio when he recorded, so it was a big deal because that's how it has a Sonic Youth cassette there. You could see there, a sticker. I mean, sometimes I think they are fun, what happens mostly with like big releases when they do like their anniversary ones, it's just they either already did it for like 20th or 15th or 10th or whatever. They don't even have any material to show. Because the Dark Side of the Moon one, I think no one bought it. I'm pretty sure.
Are you talking about the 50th? This is the one that just came out? Yeah. No, I'm with you. I did buy it.
You know,
I speak for myself.
So
it sounds like the consensus is in the right setting with the right extras, it makes sense. And if it's like an anniversary, like a, you know, or, like after 5 years, it's this, 10 years, is, oh, hang on. Do we have another dual match? What is going on?
Well, I have though. I have the, I'm not going to go get it. My dog is in my life.
What's that?
Jason's still holding up the, is that, what is it?
It's the live,
hang on, I gotta make you big. Hang on, Jason. Here we go.
The boombox.
It's just the track list from the extras.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so you get all the B-sides. You get Endless Nameless. That's pretty badass.
Okay.
Well, that, well, in that case, so that's a good thing, right, Jason? That they added some studio sessions and some B-sides. So is that a good reissue, anniversary reissue, or a bad one?
It's a very good one, even right. though it sounds like poop.
But the idea behind it,
the right? artistic intent and commercial exactly. intent. Exactly. Like
the artistic right. intent.
That's tremendous. So Arnaldo, you're holding up one. Why don't you talk about
this
that?
This is the 30th, though. That
and, that's, very, and that's the one yeah, I have, right? That's
someone very have. Kindly gifted me. And this is definitely a worthy reissue, in my opinion, of the 30th anniversary, not the 50th or the 40th of Dark Side.
And why is that? What makes it a winner to you?
Well, because it was cut by Kevin Gray.
Oh, shit.
You know, that was one of the first records I bought. I still own it. But the only reason I bought it was because of that mastering engineer. You know, it's the only reason I bought it.
Hey, no lie. I'm going to tell myself real quick. Yeah. So I bought a Joe Satriani record online today. And when I was looking through the credits, I saw it was mastered by the OG BG. And that was it. I couldn't hold off. Bernie Grundman, boom. Psh, had to get it. And just saying, that was also $20. I'm okay to take a $20, you know, flyer like that. But
wait, I'm trying.
All right, we beat this topic up, guys. Man, we're moving at a glacial pace here. Let's see what some of the comments say. Oh, Ivan, this is a powerful comment. Shall we hit the thumbs up in this stream? He's got the Absolutely. Pondering emoji, and it's a great thing to ponder because we need all the help we can get. We need to get all the jet fuel because there's so many competing live streams out there. And I'm being told that this is a what was the word? Not rewatchable live stream, and that hurt my heart. It hurt my heart. So that means it's more powerful and impactful for the people over here, which I thank you. Please, like Ivan says, got to hit that like button.
There are 45 people watching, but only 16 likes. So we really.
Oh my god! Oh god!
Mike's like thumbing down because of the power. Oh, man.
Hang on. We've got live call from the former governor of California, Arnold. What do you have to say about that math?
You are disgusting.
Disgusting, Arnold. You are right. We need some more likes, please, please.
I mean, it would be interesting if Mike can join after in the free for all.
Oh, please. Jose, you're killing
That's
the brain.
The morning stream, the free for all. This is the freestyle.
For all. All right, let's hit the last topic and then we can get to the free for all sooner for Jose. Let me hide this comment again, Ivan. Appreciate you. So last topic for the organized portion of the chaos. In the golden age of vinyl reissues, which I think we can all admit it's a great time to be a record collector for the availability of reissues. Will any hold value? And I think this is a very interesting question for a couple of reasons. One, myself as a collector, I've conditioned myself to lean and try to chase those OGs first, just because that's my personal preference for several reasons, value being one of them. The story, the ambiance, the patina, as Mike Wolf likes to say. But some of these reissues actually sound better than OGs in certain cases. But we'll get into all that. So Arnaldo, why don't we kick it off with you. In this golden age of vinyl reissues, do you think 15, 20 years from now, that Nirvana 30th anniversary, for example, let's just use that one. I mean, does that return value? Does it decline?
I don't know, because the quality is subjective. Who knows how many more times they will reissue it. Probably at the 40th, they'll get it right. but if we look back, those classic records reissues of Led Zeppelin, people keep saying they don't sound very good, but they're still going for $300-$400. So those are holding value. Some of the earlier UHQRs that are sold out, they're holding their value.
True.
And it depends, I guess. Who knows? We'll see. Look at the Music Matters. Those were only done, 5 years ago? And they're still holding value. True. So if they're done well and they sound better and they improve upon the original. Also, because maybe since there a lot of these Music Matters are 50 years or 40 years younger than the originals, mm-hmm. it's probably easier to find a Music Matters, even if you pay $200. I don't have any and I don't know exactly what they go for. But to find an OG in that same condition will probably be even more expensive. Like I saw a Way Out West for $500 and it wasn't even mint. So maybe the recent Concord reissues will also be, you know, sought after once they go out of print, if they go out of print or the tape deteriorates.
Fair point. So Pat's Radio has a good point. I'm going to do 2 points in a row before we move on to Jason on this one. So the Alice in Chains reissue, which Jason is holding up, Jar of Flies and Salve. The Alice in Chains anniversary issues have been welcomed by people who missed out previously. So Pat's Radio, that's a fair point. I know like when the Dirt reissue came out, it was nice. But Jason, you and I have talked privately about the Jar of Flies reissue. And where do you land on it? Because I think we land in a similar spot. How do you feel about this one?
Shout out to Pat's Radio. I'm trying to free the flies from this jar because the pressing is so bad, you know. I'm trying to free them. They're not leaving.
Yeah, I got to be honest. It let down. And now I have an original. I don't have an MOV. I know. Shout out to VU Meters Rich, if he's still here. He did a nice comparison on his channel. Check it out. But
wasn't there a very serious audiophile praising that very same reissue?
That is true, and we don't want to audiophile shame anyone.
Did you get a really bad pressing, Jason?
Arnaldo, I think you're messing up. It was a comedian that did it.
Two things can be true at the same time, boys. Two things can be true at the same time. But Jason, how do you please to these charges?
Because this was mastered by Ryan Feldstein. No go. Like, no excuses, right? That actually sums up what this thing is. No excuses.
Nice job.
This song ends on side one, and there's something wrong, like, clearly, you know? Whether just the compression or the vocals and the music, just no. Like, this makes me sad. I want to flush this in the toilet badly.
Wow.
I'm like very happy that it was only $22 at my local. Yeah,
I agree.
22?
That's like a positive.
22, that's really cheap.
Cost effective. Now, I did get, so when this got announced, even though I'm on the Alice in Chains mailing list, I did not get a heads up. I actually got a heads up from my friends over at Vinyl Reddit, subreddit Vinyl Releases. And I missed the high, and Jose knows this company that does this. They did I think it was only maybe 100. It was a very small 100, run.
Yeah, 100.
But it's like flies encapsulated in the vinyl. It's a really cool concept, but sold out in a nanosecond. And they were already going that same day on eBay, not even in hand, eBay listings for like 700 plus. I think I saw one for like 2,000, blah, blah, blah. So the next best is what I got. Next exclusive was the Tricolor. And I'm with Jason. I was very underwhelmed, to be honest with you, because you've heard me talk about this on the live stream. I'm not an audiophile by any stretch. Don't take my opinion for anything. But when I put it on, and the first thing I have to do is like not just turn it up, but crank it. It's an automatic turnoff for me. And instrumentation and stuff is nice, but it just could have been, should have been, would have been. And it's only one disc, right? Like, if you're waiting, we've been waiting patiently. Couldn't they have really throw $10 more on and give us a second disc and spread it out? Just a thought.
Or they could have called Chad and said, "Hey, can you do this justice?"
Well,
and make it a double 45.
Yeah, so what I've heard, my spies on the ground at the burger stand in Salinas said that Columbia did reach out to Chad, and Chad told him, "Sorry, man. Gutters, Pablo's coming in. Jose, I can't even do it. I'm sorry. I can't
even do it." Listen, man. I could be here all night. One of my favorite records. We're in the white shirt, right?
Of course. So, Arnaldo, did you get this one, or is this?
I did not. No, I did not. I'm not a huge Alice in Chains fan.
Okay.
And I did not get that.
So yeah, Rich.
Well, I definitely won't now after you guys both trashed.
Well, and again, I mean, spend your money how you want to spend your money. I mean, I'm just saying that when Jason and I were literally texting about this, and like he's like, "Oh, this is so bad," and I'm like, "Oh, please don't say that." And then I put it on, like, "Yeah, underwhelming." Now, VU Meters, Rich, again, check out his review. He said the MOV is way better, but he wishes he had an OG. I get that a lot. I get that a lot.
I mean, VU Meter, I looked up the prices for the MOV and I was like, seriously? And then the OG like was double, triple. And I was like,
oh yeah.
It's crazy. I was like, I messed up on this. Like I bought the Nirvanas and the Soundgardens, but I avoided the Alice in Chains. That was a mistake.
So it's funny, the weekend this came out, which I guess was last weekend or maybe weekend before, one of my locals had the MLV and it put it up on their wall. And yeah, it was significant money. And I was like, wow, I didn't know. I know the MLV of the Unplugged goes for like serious jack because that's the only one. But I had no idea that the MLV on the phone.
Is it the Jar of Flies SAP MTV Unplugged?
Yep. Yeah, well, not Unplugged.
How much is it going for?
The Unplugged is north of 200, maybe close to 300 by now. I saw one in a shop for $3.
I'm just going to go on a limb and throw a link in the private chat.
Hang on. We don't do anything behind the scenes here without telling the audience because we don't run that kind of a ship around.
Well, yeah, I'll send it in the private chat.
So John Bandy, friend of the show, John Bandy's here. He says the only Alice in Chains reissue they got pretty good is Facelift. I thought Dirt was pretty good, but there was conflicting reports because the MPO pressing apparently was better received than the, I think it was, who's the one in Nashville? Is that United? United pressing was kind of panned a little bit.
Nashville is URP.
URP? Okay.
Yeah. Chance, ignore me.
Uh-oh, Jose is selling us bad information.
No. I'm just trying to figure out how to send the thing to mine.
Jose, if you send me a link to a dick pic or that Chuck Berry tape in the private chat, we're gonna have a real problem, fella. That's all I'm saying. Oh, no, now see, Pat's Radio said that's disappointing. I have a copy waiting at the shop. I might stick with my MLB. To Jason's point, it's a $20 flyer, maybe a little extra. You know what I mean? Make up your own mind. Don't listen to us, you know, jabronis over here. Like, these are just two opinions. Again, I have the disclaimer of not, I'm the last person that should be talking about soundstage or imaging or they're in the room with you. I mean, I don't say any of that stuff. I just tell you if I like it and I thought it sounded good. And you already heard my initial criteria is if I have to crank it, I'm already turned off. Now, what do you got, Jose? Making you big.
I found someone that's selling this.
Okay. But is that the boot?
It's a bootleg.
That's a boot, bud.
I don't think it's a boot.
It's a boot.
Well, I don't know that. Why?
I'm pretty sure. I, the reason I say it, Jose, is I've seen that sticker, and that sticker was generally on the boot. So, right. Are they selling it for like $30 or something? Two discs?
No, it says 90. But are you sure that's?
Guys, I think we picked the wrong topic. We should have went double down on boot.
Oh, it says red imported vinyl. Is that a bad design?
Yeah, Jose, we're gonna have to give you the one and done.
I thought I was going to bring you like good
news. That's a bootleg if there ever was one. When they start, when they have the color variants, that's already, and it says
Somebody's selling your tri-collar one for $65.
Well, maybe I'll outdo them, throw mine out for $50 and get some of my money back. We'll see how that runs. But again, buyer, I wouldn't say buyer beware, buyer do what you want to do. But for $20, if it was $30 or $40, I'd probably caution against getting it. But, you know, so be it. So Bandy's back. He says, nah, Dirt kind of sucks compared to the OG. All right. And compared to the sound of the Facelift reissue, neither are slam dunks, but Dirt is okay. I agree with that. But when the CD sounds better, then what is the point?
Does that sticker look better?
No, that's a boot too, bud.
Yeah?
Yeah, because here's what they did. Put that back up, Jose. I'll tell you why.
Right.
Now, I bring nothing to the table, as some astute vinyl community people have charged me with lately, but I do know this, is that they're lumping the Unplugged disc with that recording, and those two things are completely separate.
Oh, all right. That's what I was asking.
So,
all right.
You've just been informed by the guy who brought nothing to the table that you should avoid that one. So,
This is my community service for the week. Right. Now, Arnaldo, have you gotten any of these anniversary or the Golden Age reissues with the intent of holding value? Is that like something you think about, like in your buying decision? Like, even if it's a title you may be on the fence about, or is that not even any of the criteria?
Not to hold on because it will be worth anything.
So there's no speculative part of your decision tree.
Some I have bought doubles of, maybe thinking that they could appraise, but that's not why I would buy a reissue. I would buy it because it sounds good, or because I don't even have the record, or because I have either because I don't own the record, or I only have a CD copy of it, or because it probably sounds better than what I currently have.
True, true. Now hang on. I'm fishing for a comment. I did a bad job because I did not save it. Oh, here we go. So tell me what you guys think of this, because this is kind of new news. I saw this actually before we went live tonight. So Daniel Adams, I'm not sure who you are, but I appreciate you throwing this up to us. Said, did anyone catch, Jose, it's your guy. Anyone catch the Rick Beato interview with Danny Carey from Tool when he said that they just remastered Enema for vinyl, assuming that would be a 30th anniversary release? So I did see that, and I did see him say that, because the OG of that one goes north of $1,000. It's the only vinyl pressing. So, I mean, talk about it, hunger appetite for reissues that are long overdue. I know this one is top 10 of those.
And one is the 30th?
Yeah, I'm assuming. So that would have been, because that was 94? Yeah, so 94 would have been 30th, right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's 94. I'd have to look that up, guys. But
is it?
Yeah, that's Music on Vinyl. I mean, that's got the Music on Vinyl sticker. but yeah, that would be great. That's one of those titles that would be welcome by.
I hope you found one already. Well, but it was the dog one, right?
Which one are you talking about? What do you mean?
But I hope you found this, right?
Tripod? No. So Tripod.
Wasn't that the one you bought in Austin?
No, I bought the Mad Season without the clip corner. That's the one I ended up on.
Can PB Thal sell me that? Thanks.
PB Thal's got the tripod? He's got the tripod.
He says he has a sealed Enema.
Oh, he has it? Oh, daddy. Well, you're sitting on 1,000 smackers. So I.
But which one was it that you remember you were trying to buy this in Austin? The tripod.
I was looking for it, but like I think the one we were talking about specifically, that was not a good condition buy. They had it priced at like $400, but it was not a condition worthy price, if you ask me. So, but yeah, I'm looking for that one. I mean, tripod, and I've heard the rumblings because since Alice in Chains is deliberately reissuing their back catalog, I didn't even ask Arnaldo this because they're releasing their current stuff on Arnaldo's label.
But it sucks out, you know.
Ooh.
I mean, the reissues, right? So you shouldn't.
Well, Dirt was okay. This one, I wouldn't say I'd take a bad tripod, but a mediocre tripod reissue at $30, I'll just say that, is better than whatever. I haven't even heard, I don't even know if the original sounds good at $300. I mean, I'm trying to call it. But that's just me.
Right.
Hang on, Jose, we have terrible news. Are you sitting down, Jose? Ivan, mean man, says RIP Rick Beato. Jose, how do you respond? I know this is somebody very important to you, very close to you, guided you in your Sonic development over the years. how do you feel? I hate to break this to you right now.
Well, you know, I guess I'm going to have to sit down on my computer with my guitar in my hand and try to play verses over it.
Jose, breaking news. Just found out Rick Beato is not past tense. He is alive.
Oh, that's even worse, you know. That's to me.
I'm sorry, Ivan. I think your sources were wrong. Apparently, he is putting out new content almost daily. And Rep Carl says Beato has done a couple of very good videos about the collapse of the record industry from the 1990s. Check them out. So we're even having people recommend
contemporary Rick Beato content. What a delight. Well, I think we beat up our regular topics, guys. Should we wind down the podcast specific portion of the show and then we'll get to the free for all, as Jose likes to call it? Excellent.
Yeah, the Royal Bullet.
So here's a tease. The music in the house said, did any of you buy music from Bandbox? So I did too. We'll lead with that in the free for all portion. So let's go ahead and wrap this one up. I'm going to star that comment. That's what I'm going to do. So I want to thank everybody for joining. Smaller crowd, smaller dais. And I think we had a more focused conversation, but I want to thank my guests. He's not even looking at me. Jose Moreno Ron is intently looking for that Alice in Chains non-bootleg. Jose, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And also the newest live stream star. Go check out his channel. There's always links in the show notes for this stuff. And then Arnaldo was the only one that wore a non-black top. So, Arnaldo, thank you for being the shining light of sadness.
Thank you, Chance, for having me.
And then Jason Rojas, also a live – he's an emerging live stream talent. He's been doing some live streams himself. Jason, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, sir.
I want to say one thing. Concert Buddy – well, two things. Concert Buddy, thanks for inviting me back on. I just want to say I can't wait till they reissue Michael Fremmer. I Can Take a Joke on 180 Gram, Tip-On Jacket. Mastered by award-winning engineer Ryan Feldstein, pressed at QRP. He can take the joke. Can you?
Wow.
Can Jason play a little bit of that in the free-for-all?
You know, I feel like that was like Kennedy's Bay of Pigs speech. I mean, that was right up there. That was impressive. Yeah, impressive. All right, thanks for joining us.
And that was another trip around the turntable. Thanks for listening to Vinyl Community Podcasts.